If you take a moment to flip through the radio stations here in Los Angeles, past NPR, of course, you'll pass by the pop stations, the politics.
He's the leader of the free world.
Jazz. But then you might come upon a voice like no other on the radio.
Well, hi there. This is Art LeBeau checking in here. We'd like you to connect with us and help us pick some music and say hi on the air to one of your friends or just call in and say, hey, I want to hear this song. And,
Art LeBeau. That signature voice is on the air six nights a week on more than a dozen stations in California and the southwestern U.S. He's 88 years old now, but not slowing down. This week, he'll be hosting his annual series of Valentine's concerts, featuring the oldies but goodies he's played for decades. NPR's Tom Dreisbach has this profile.
Now, I could tell you about all of the accolades and awards Art LeBeau has received. Here's just a couple. A star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a spot in the National Radio Hall of Fame, but to really understand what Art LeBeau means, you've got to listen to the devotion of his fans, who call in almost every night of the week.
I never talked to you. You're a wonderful man, Art.
Well, thank you.
You have a beautiful, handsome voice. You're in the right field.
You got me blushing. Thanks a lot. Now we'll play your song.
Okay, Art.
His style may not be flashy. The music is not new. But Art LeBeau has lasted.
I'm on the radio, been on for 70 years.
I met Art LeBeau at his home in the Hollywood Hills. Behind that deep baritone is a small, kind man. He's just over 5 feet tall. And Art LeBeau's story starts in 1925, when he was born Arthur Egnoyan in Salt Lake City, Utah. He says from the moment his family got their first radio, he was hooked.
I was 8 years old. And we plugged it in, and I told my mom, Mom, the box is talking. And after that, she couldn't tear me away from this radio. I used to sit with my hands on my chin, looking into the grill cloth, imagining somebody at the other end.
By the time he was a teenager, he was on the air himself with a low-watt ham radio.
I'd talk to neighbors, and I'd give them a phone number once in a while, and I'd get a call or two. Now I was really in seventh heaven, you know?
He served in the military during World War II, and his training in the Signal Corps helped him to talk his way into a job in radio. It was a station manager in San Francisco who said he should change his last name from Egnoyan to LeBeau. By the mid-1950s, Art LeBeau was hosting his own show in Los Angeles, just as rock and roll was bursting onto the scene. And Art LeBeau wanted to be part of it.
People are playing the Doris Day, you know, okay, sa-da, sa-da, sa-da. And I'd say, okay, mothers, gather up your daughters. Here comes Art LeBeau and his devil music. Da-da-da-da-da. If you're looking for trouble.
Came to the right place.
Did you really go on the air and say, here comes Art LeBeau with his devil music?
Yeah, I didn't do it every night, but I did do it.
My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack because I'm evil.
Even early on, LeBeau was an innovator. He would get out of the studio and broadcast live from drive-in restaurants in L.A. People would sit in their cars, windows rolled down, and shout out requests. And that's where LeBeau's career really took off.
He understood that cars and music and teenagers go together, especially in Los Angeles.
That's Josh Kuhn. He's a professor at the University of Southern California, and he says the requests have always been the key to Art LeBeau's appeal.
He's recognized that playing songs on the radio is never just about playing songs on the radio, that playing songs is about building communities, and it's about connecting to the most intimate, most painful, most emotional aspects of people's lives.
Over the decades, LeBeau has worked as a concert promoter. He helped produce new artists. He was one of the first people to sell compilation albums with his Oldies But Goodies series. But in one way or another, LeBeau has stayed on the radio and stayed with his listeners. And with a dedication on his show, people feel like they're loved ones, some serving in the military, others even in prison, aren't quite so far away.
Well, hi, Andrea. What city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Riverside.
Okay.
I would like to tell my husband, Daniel, who's in Chino, California right now. Hi, Daddy. I love you, and I miss you. And you know that you're my world, and that you mean everything to me. I'm counting down the days. And
somewhat surprisingly, this 88-year-old Armenian-American has his most ardent following among Latinos. I recently visited El Monte, a city just outside of Los Angeles. That's where a group called the South El Monte Arts Posse has been gathering memories and photos of the city's early rock and roll scene and its connections to Mexican-American life.
If there was really an icon, you know, the word is used so often, an alley icon, he's really the one.
That's Ruben Guevara. He's a 71-year-old musician, and he's played in bands since the early 1960s. He says Art LeBeau has provided the soundtrack to a lot of his life.
Music we fell in love to, you know, got married to, raised kids with. So he became, like, you know, a really constant family member.
The group at the event was mostly Latino, a mix of young and old, and people spoke lovingly of Art LeBeau. Mostly because every night on the radio, especially in those early days, he listened, without judgment, to a community that did not often get attention from the media. Here's Luis Delgado and Pat Mejia.
Taking messages and names that were familiar, names that were even in Spanish, just knowing that you were being heard.
You could relate to him, or he related to you. You almost felt like you knew him.
A dedication going out to Omar, Victor, Scotty, Blair, Coco, Joe, Maria, Uncle Ricky, and Lion, all from Raul in Fresno, California.
Listening like most nights, Art LeBeau will be on the air tonight. He says he has no plans to retire.
It is difficult for me to think of leaving the radio business. I'm still a radio guy, and I have to say this, you know, I think my reality has exceeded my dreams by far.
And he has come a long way, from that boy with a ham radio connecting with an audience just around the block. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
Well, we might be dancing, we might be playing love songs, but right here we're going to rock with Kool and the Gang and Get Down On It.
Coming up, more devil music. You probably heard the Beatles made their monumental first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show 50 years ago today.
With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Many consider this to be the beginning of the British invasion, but a lot of great bands were AWOL during that assault. We'll introduce you to some of the best British acts that didn't make the trip in the next part of All Things Considered.